Om Agnate Varandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shigaro Shri Uta Parakamalam Shigaram Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vitam Scha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Yunabando Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishivana Siddha Devi Anamami Hri Priye Pancha Kapa Trivyascha Kripa Sinu Vyevacha Patitanam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So I'm going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, text number 26. Nature, the enjoyer, and consciousness. Anye dveva majananta shutyanye vyakupasate te pi chatitarantyeva mrityum shuti parayana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Purport. This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society, there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic, or agnostic, or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As far as the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age, no one needs to change his position. One should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. One is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended, and this is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back to Godhead, back to home. So the text again. Anetvevama jananta shutyanye vyakupasite keti chati trantyeva rityam shuti prayana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Mom Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Buddha Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutum Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasyatyade Satana. As Srila Prabhupada states in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there are two aspects of knowledge. One is to understand ourselves as spiritual souls, and the other is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To understand ourselves as spiritual souls means the process of liberation. And to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in truth, is actually realized after liberation. As Prabhupada has explained in the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in his purport, that generally we speak in the verse, Yesham antikatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvanva moha niramuktva vajante mam dridavrata. That those who have practiced devotional service or pious activities in previous lifetimes, who have conquered sinful reactions, have risen above duality, they can actually accept devotional service and engage in it with determination. So that's our goal, part of our goal. Because Prabhupada says, and generally speaking, that in the beginning, one has to learn how to regulate one's sinful activities, follow the four of the principles, and then practice pious activities. Then one can try to come to the platform of tolerating the dualities of material existence, accept devotional service, rise to the actual pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then engage in meditation on Him in trance. Our goal ultimately is to be always in trance, meditating in feelings of transcendental love and separation from Lord Krishna, in the same mood as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. That is our disciple succession. The acharyas in our disciple succession are those who have gone through the process, and they're always absorbed in love and separation from Krishna and his associates. So to come to that platform, first of all, we have to come to the platform of nishtha. That is, give up hankering for material things, giving up lamentation for material things, be able to see everyone as spiritual souls, and then we can actually work on that platform to understand Krishna as he really is. Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction that initiation is to help one come to that platform of engaging on the liberated platform. The liberated platform means Ishvarita Dineshu Palisheshu Dvitsatsu Cha Prema Maitri Kripopeka Yat Karoti Samajimaha. To actually try to love Krishna. Loving Krishna begins with following the instructions of Krishna's representatives. There's no question of just loving Krishna, because we don't know Krishna. Therefore, Krishna sends his representatives, such as Srila Prabhupada, so we can find out who Krishna is and what is the process of loving Krishna. So for Ishvara, there's prema, and that prema means in the beginning, we, as Srila Rupa Goswami has said, that we have to surrender to a devotee who's engaged in undeviated devotional service, and his heart is devoid of the propensity to criticize others. because Krishna can only be worshipped by love, and love means can't be, and the main obstacle for love is enviousness. In the material world, everyone is envious that someone else has something that they don't have, that they want. But a devotee, he's not envious of anyone because he has Krishna, and he has devotional service to Krishna. He's in love with Krishna, and therefore he sees everyone and everything in relationship to Krishna, and therefore there is no enviousness there. He simply, as he wants to serve Krishna, so he wants to serve everyone. So what is actual service to everyone? The highest service is to give others Krishna. Yari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agar Gurahana Tare Desh. Whoever we meet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's asked us to help others become, revive their relationship with Krishna. And if we do that undeviatedly, that's what the acharyas teach us, how to do that 24 hours a day, service to Krishna, with enthusiasm, without enviousness, with care and attention, with love and enthusiasm, to be able to try to help others become conscious of Krishna. So our acharyas are those who are expert in those loving exchanges. They teach us expertly transcendental discrimination and transcendental expertise in our service, especially to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sankirtan movement. Because of that transcendental expertise and discrimination, Srila Prabhupada was able to spread Krishna consciousness all around the world. Besides being empowered by being with Krishna in the spiritual world and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, wherever he went, Prabhupada was also present there, was the acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Krishna and his associates of Vrindavan. So that's quite a powerful combination. And when one becomes a perfect instrument for Krishna, then one sees exactly what's necessary to help someone make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. So first of all, we have to learn what is the purpose of our existence, that we have to make the purpose of our existence is to become an instrument for the acharyas and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, so that we actually take it seriously, and whoever we meet, we try to help people become Krishna conscious. It doesn't seem like it takes an atomic scientist to figure it out, but it may take a pure devotee to tell us how to do it. One time Srila Prabhupada wrote to me, he wrote that that the boys and girls in your country, they're generally good souls. Actually, as I said before, I was asking Srila Prabhupada, I was reading the Nectar of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami in the form translation by Bhanu Maharaj. He had one of the devotees translate the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu into English. The commentary is by Srila Jiva Goswami. And that was practically one of the first books I read. And so I was interested, how does bhava turn into prema? Because I wasn't quite sure how it was done. So I wrote to Srila Prabhupada when I sent him, I was the treasurer, so I was sending him Lakshmi for the book fund. We were selling the little blue Bhagavad Gitas. And whenever we got some money for the sales, I would send it to Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes Prabhupada would write me back a letter. So I asked Prabhupada in one letter I sent him, I said, how does bhava turn into prema? And he wrote me back this rather long letter, first of all about preaching. He said that you should go out and do Harinam every day and distribute Bhagavad Gita. And then he said in the letter, at the end, he said, the boys and girls in your country, that's America, by the way, are generally good souls. That's why they've taken birth in such a nice country. That in San Francisco, We've just had a Rath Yatra, and 10,000 boys and girls were dancing and chanting in full spiritual ecstasy. That I've heard in New York, in just 2 weeks, they've distributed 3,000 back to Godheads. And I've also heard in Buffalo, you're also distributing back to Godhead very nicely. So please continue in this way, and your success in life is assured. As Krishna sees that you're trying to help bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So, that actually answered my question. That's how we go from any stage in this age. That we hear that we're spiritual souls, and everyone else is also a spiritual soul. And that we're not really a special spiritual soul, except the fact in Krishna's eyes, everyone is a special spiritual soul. But Krishna has a plan, he has a desire to bring back all these souls back to the spiritual kingdom, and that's his mission. And if we want to engage in Krishna's service in this age, that has to be our mission also. And the more serious we become to do that, then the more Krishna gives us his blessings, because that's what he wants. That's what it means to become an instrument for Krishna. Now, one of our problems is that we think that we're not an instrument, we think we're the doers. We think that I'm, first of all, in the mode of ignorance, we think we're the controllers. So much is mine today, and I'll gain more in the future. He's my enemy, and I've killed him. My other enemy will be killed. We think we're the doers. And in the mode of passion, we think we're the enjoyers. Ishraham Hambogi Siddham Balavan Sukhi. I am the enjoyer. I am the so powerful. And in the mode of goodness, when we get there, then we think we're the deliverers. We think by my mercy, people always say, oh, you're so, give me your mercy. Well, I usually say, well, I'll give you my mercy, but let me know if anything happened. Or you can give me your mercy, but I think if you want to get that, whatever your object is, it's going to cost you some money too to buy it. My mercy is not sufficient. So, how merciful we can be, or what is our duty? Our actual duty is to repeat the message coming down in the simple succession. Now, we may not realize the message, especially not on the same level that the acharyas, but we have to repeat the same message. We have to think in the same way that the acharya would think. We have to perform the same activities that the acharya would want us to do. And then, to some degree or another, we become an instrument to the previous acharyas. Just like we hear in the song of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Doya Kora More, that when we always live in the association of the devotees and execute the mission of the acharyas. So we may not be acharyas, but we can become instrumental to assist the acharyas in their mission. And that means that we have to become, the more we become strict followers, as Prabhupada said, of the instructions coming to simple succession, the more we get the same vision. Instead of seeing men and women, of course we should see men and women, but instead of only seeing men and women or whatever nationality we think we see or whatever species of life we see, to actually see spiritual souls, and to see my duty is to help them become Krishna conscious. Either by giving them some prasadam or chanting Hare Krishna or having the discrimination know how to explain the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and the practices of Krishna consciousness in such a way as to encourage people to actually take it up in a proper way. Because Srila Prabhupada also understood that we may not have that transcendental discrimination. Nor in a short period of time for most people we can meet, will we be able to explain the philosophy in such a way as that they'll be able to become inspired to take it up, and what to speak of actually practically engaging in their lives. Therefore, Prabhupada encouraged Harinam, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, and also book distribution, so that people can take home Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas and the Six Goswamis and the Panchatattva and Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan in the form of a book. And by such association, if they somehow just having the book in their house, or if they're even more fortunate, they read the book, they get immediately the association of the entire spiritual world. So although we may not be so capable as the previous acharyas, but if we serve as an instrument as much as we do, then we also become a via media to the previous acharyas, and that means we become a via media to the spiritual existence, to the spiritual kingdom, and all their associates there. So here it says, then the sage, we're not so capable, we can't sit down and meditate. We don't have the philosophical acumen to discriminate between matter and spirit. We're not so austere as to, by some other practice, realize ourselves as spiritual souls by an indirect method. Nor are we so willing to give up the results of our activities, to stop working. What to speak of stopping working, but we're attached to the results of activities also. So therefore, we have a process of gradual hearing, as much as we can actually hear. Then as much as we've heard from the acharyas and their representatives, to try to put into practice in our lives. And according to our sincerity, Krishna says, as much as we're consistent and enthusiastic, then he gives us intelligence. More intelligence, how to become more consistent in our service, more enthusiastic, more careful about our service, more attentive to our service. And as we apply that within our life, then Krishna reveals himself accordingly. Or as it says in this verse, Gyane priya samrupasta namanta eva. Our main problem is we're speculating. How often do we speculate? Usually it's 24 hours a day. The only time we don't speculate is in deep sleep. Otherwise, our life is one speculation. But it says, Gyane priyasam, put it aside. Try to put it aside. Gyane priyasam, udapasta, namante, and try to become submissive. So how to become submissive? First of all, we have to recognize that we're full number one, because there may be a lot of people tied with us for that position. Because we're misidentified ourselves with this body and mind, and we really don't know how to take shelter of the spiritual authorities. Therefore, we're always in difficulty. As it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're lazy, unlucky, misguided, and we're always disturbed. So we have to realize that we're in quite a dangerous position, and not only that, but we're so bewildered that actually we think we have some assets. We think we have something to be proud about. Sometimes we wonder, how can I become humble? Well, if we just understand what's going on, we'd automatically become humble, because we're only 1/10,000th the size of the apparent size, which is rather small. It's pretty hard to get too puffed up. Even if we were 2/10,000th the size of the apparent size, I'm twice as big as you are, Prabhu. Really. The only thing that's big about it is our false ego. That's pretty big. So we have to realize that I have this big false ego and I'm really quite small, so that's not a very good combination. I'm thinking that whatever knowledge I have, whatever body I have, whatever my feelings are, they're me. So this is quite unfortunate, actually, for all of us. that we're in such a position. On the other hand, we've gotten this asset that we've received knowledge, we've received the association of an actual pure devotee coming into simple succession who can engage us in devotional service, who's connected to Krishna and the Panchatattva and everyone else into simple succession. And if we take up the mission and identify ourselves as a spiritual soul, but more than that, as their servant, and then desire to utilize our body, mind, and words in their service, then the result is that Krishna gradually reveals himself to us. He says, this is what actually conquers Krishna. To become a servant, gopi bhartu parakamalayor, dasa dasa anudasa. To actually identify ourselves as a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Now, what made Srila Prabhupada unique? Because he was a perfect servant of his spiritual master in this simple succession. And therefore he knows expertly and exactly how to engage in the six loving exchanges with every living entity at every moment. And those six loving exchanges brings one to the higher platforms of Krishna consciousness. This is how we advance in devotional service in Krishna consciousness. So, he could also teach us how to respect people within the mind expertly who are chanting Hare Krishna, how to associate with the devotees and try to cooperate with them in our personal spiritual advancement and spreading Krishna consciousness to others. So, the best devotee is the most expert at this and can teach everyone else. And if someone rises up to that platform, then they become expert at transcendental dealings also. They become, as Prabhupada writes, that the Uttama Adhikari is one who chants all his rounds every day, chants prescribed number of rounds, is always thinking, or follows all the rules and regulations, and is always thinking of how to expand the Krishna consciousness movement. So as much as we chant Hare Krishna purely, as much as we are following strictly the rules and regulations, as much as we're always thinking of how to distribute Krishna consciousness to others, to that extent we become the best devotees. So Prabhupada didn't think that he was the only best devotee. He wanted to make everyone else into a best devotee also. And everyone else becomes a best devotee, or on the different levels, as much as we take seriously the service, identify ourselves as a servant of Srila Prabhupada, and others, we can identify ourselves as servants to them also, as much as they're servants of Srila Prabhupada, then they can help us become the best devotees also. It is not that Srila Prabhupada wanted to be the only acharya, he wanted everyone else in our society to become an acharya also. But we have to have the discrimination to actually see who's an acharya. Or as Prabhupada writes in the nectar of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shiksha Guru Ke, Shiksha Guru Ke Ta Krishnara Swarup Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha A Duri Rup. That there are two types of Shiksha Gurus. That the Shiksha Guru is actually a bona fide representative of Krishna. In other words, everyone in the society, if they're actually engaged in devotional service, is acting as a Shiksha Guru, and they're a bona fide representative of Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada was leaving this planet, or his physical presence, then some gentleman from India wanted to meet with Srila Prabhupada alone. This is November 1977. And they wanted to talk to Prabhupada alone, so Prabhupada said it was all right, and the assistants of Prabhupada left the room. And when the assistants came back and the Indian gentleman left, they wanted to know, they asked Prabhupada, the assistants, what did they want Srila Prabhupada? And Srila Prabhupada said they wanted to know who the next acharya would be. So Prabhupada said, actually, everyone of my disciples as much as they follow my instructions, to that extent they become the next acharya. Not that I'm naming someone to become an acharya. He said, if you want to become the next acharya, you can also become an acharya. You have to simply take up the mission and follow the instructions. But there are two types of devotees, shiksha gurus. The summary of the philosophy is that either we're acting as a representative of Krishna and his representatives, the servant of Krishna's servants, or we're representing the illusory energy. We're not the doers. We're too tiny to do anything. We're the desirers. If we're desiring correctly to serve the acharyas, then we're acting as an instrument as for the acharyas. And when we forget that, then we're automatically acting as an instrument for one of the modes of nature, whatever our consciousness is more or less fixed on. So Prabhupada says that the shiksha guru is actually a bona fide representative of Krishna. So we have to learn how to respect every devotee who's engaged in preaching this mission or assisting it as a bona fide representative of Krishna. It's not that there is a bona fide representative of Krishna who's in Maya and others who are in Krishna consciousness. No, everyone, to the extent that they're serving Krishna, is a bona fide representative of Krishna as a shiksha guru. But there is a shiksha guru who actually is situated in transcendence, who sees everything objectively. They know perfectly, under all circumstances, how to engage in the loving exchanges with perfect discrimination. Loving exchanges in Krishna consciousness. And there are others, by their experience, they can give us relevant instructions to help us in our progress to engage in these loving exchanges with the devotees. But then Srila Prabhupada writes, the acharya, in the true sense of the term, who is authorized to deliver Krishna, enriches the devotees with his disciples with full spiritual knowledge, and thus awakens them to the activities of devotional service. I'll repeat that slower because that was pretty quick. The acharya, in the true sense of the term, was authorized to deliver Krishna, enriches the devotees with full spiritual knowledge, and thus awakens them to the activities of devotional service. So there are actually activities called devotional service which go beyond liberation. There's loving feelings that are exchanged. There's loving service called devotional service. Some devotees can help us bring us to that platform so we can engage on that platform. But the acharya, in the true sense of the term, was authorized to deliver Krishna, enriches the devotees or disciples with full spiritual knowledge, and thus awakens them to the activities of devotional service. So such an acharya, certainly Srila Prabhupada, and everyone else in our society, to the extent that they're following strictly Srila Prabhupada, they've gotten Srila Prabhupada's mercy by hearing his instructions and serving the mission that he set up, then to that extent they also become instrumental to help us advance in devotional service and be connected with the parampara. Because it's by our connection with the parampara that actually we become connected with all our acharyas, the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva. And by when we become connected with the Panchatattva, then we can feel the feelings of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are feeling from Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan. And that means our lives are perfect because we've come to the platform of actual devotional service, meditating in trance upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we're hearing from Prabhupada in the form of his books, which are perfect, and we're hearing from devotees who are also repeating Prabhupada's words from his books, sometimes according to their own realizations. But they have to be the same knowledge that Prabhupada is giving, and they have to practice, also apply that knowledge within their lives, and that way they can also become instrumental in our advancement of devotional service. And we have to respect devotees accordingly. To those who are trying to do that or are chanting Hare Krishna, Sri Rupa Goswami says, we don't hear from them, but we respect them within our mind, because they're chanting Hare Krishna. But for those devotees who are actually initiated, initiation means not that, as I said before, not that we just throw some grains in the fire and we're initiated. Initiated means that I've accepted myself as Gopi Bharta Parakamalayora Dasa Dasa Anadasa. Sometimes we hear that devotees say, I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Well, if we're a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, that means that we have identity as being of a servant of Srila Prabhupada, not as being any material designation. And as much as we're actually working according to those instructions as a servant of the servant of the servant, then we're actually becoming a disciple. So such disciples, they get transcendental experience by cooperating with each other to spread the Hare Krishna movement, and to, that means also in the temple, to engage in service to Krishna in the temple, cooperate with each other in kirtan and service to the deity, and also to expand the movement. And therefore they get realizations, and by such devotees we can also learn. Those who are more enthusiastic than we are, or more careful in their service, more attentive in their service, more consistent in their service, we can learn from them because they've learned from Srila Prabhupada. And we learn from them how to become more consistent, more enthusiastic in our service, then we'll actually be connected with our acharyas in disciplic succession more and more, as long as the knowledge is coming down in disciplic succession. And even if we get some followers, we should understand that actually our identities are nothing other than the servant of the servant. We never become other, to become anything other than the servant of Krishna's servants means that we're in Maya. In the Nectar Devotion series in 1972, in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was explaining, he also explained in a letter, how the pure devotee sees things. He said that actually the pure devotee knows that only that I'm a servant of my spiritual master, who's connected with the acharyas in disciplic succession. And therefore, I'm 24 hours a day eternally engaged in his service, or trying to for ourselves, engage in his service. And by the mercy of the super soul, who's the antaryami within my heart, he's giving me remembrance of, he's telling me what my spiritual master wants me to do and how he wants me to see things. So when I give instructions to my disciples or my followers, whatever else, it's not my instructions, it's actually the instructions of my spiritual master. By the mercy, I'm receiving them by the mercy of the super soul. And therefore when I give my disciples and followers instructions, then actually I understand that they're serving my spiritual master and Krishna, and therefore when I see their service, I learn from them how to become a better servant of my spiritual master and Krishna. So the spiritual master, the actual elevated spiritual master, never takes his disciples as being exactly his disciples. He takes them as a kind of spiritual master. So that's our vision we have to develop, that I have to become attached to Srila Prabhupada and also attached to those who are following Srila Prabhupada and be grateful. Without gratefulness, then we're just, there's no question of developing sincerity. There's no question of developing even honesty, that we can't be grateful to those who are approaching us. Actually, it's Krishna approaching us in many different ways, in different forms. It's Krishna who's actually approaching us, because Krishna ultimately is the one who's doing everything in this universe, in this whole. Everything we see is either a manifestation of Krishna's spiritual energy or his external energy. But when we're associating with the devotees, we should be grateful to them that this is actually Krishna approaching me in the form of the devotees. Prabhupada writes that in the Krishna book, that the Madhyama Adhikari sees the Vaishnavas as Krishna's representatives. So we should be grateful to them. We shouldn't take, oh, here's a, as Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction, well, here's an American Vaishnav, here's an Indian Vaishnav, whatever else we may speculate. That actually this is Krishna in a form that's approaching me to help me advance in spiritual life. And we should be grateful. And that gratefulness will be noted by Krishna, and he'll become more and more enthusiastic to help us even more. And if we're not grateful, if we reject the help that Krishna is sending us, then Krishna will cease sending us to us, and we'll gradually wind up in more and more in the illusory energy rather than the spiritual energy. That's called aparad, or offense. Or as it said, that is, when we see a Vaishnava, if we're not enthusiastic and joyful, that's offensive. Because they're all coming to help us. Sometimes they're helping us in ways that are more pleasant, sometimes in ways which we may not find so pleasant. But they're all coming to help us. So that we can become a better servant of Krishna, engage in these loving exchanges in a way that pleases Krishna and pleases the Vaishnavas. Or as it says, yoga yukta vishudatma vijitatma jitendriyaha saro bhutatma bhutatma kuravan natning lalipyate. Those who work in devotion, who are pure souls, control their mind and senses, are dear to everyone and everyone is dear to them. Though always working, such a person is never entangled. So the point is, the ultimate point is, we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives appropriately, then the result is that we'll actually be in the spiritual world with Krishna and his associates. And if we're in the spiritual world with Krishna and his associates, we'll be a perfect instrument for Krishna and his associates, or in proportion that we are. And we'll be able to tolerate all these dualities of material existence. We'll be able to actually appreciate how Krishna is approaching us in different ways. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjane vatmakritam vipakam tadvagvapuvirvidadvan namaste jiveta yo bhukti sadeya sabdaya bhak. Then we'll get over this idea that somehow or another things are going on by accident, or we won't forget anymore how every moment is perfectly arranged by Krishna to help us make spiritual advancement. That will be possible when we take shelter of the pure devotee, the acharyas, who actually have taken shelter of the other acharyas, who are perfectly in that mood without false ego, who have surrendered all their ego and only consider themselves to be the servant of their acharya, of their spiritual master. We take shelter of them, then there will be no more problems for ourselves. There will be plenty of problems for our material body, because that's inevitable, but for our real selves there will be no more problems. So I'll stop there, thank you. Any comments or questions? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. I've been hearing conversations between Prabhupada and Dr. Patel, and it's not directly related to class, if you don't mind. But I'm just curious about how they knew each other and how he turned out, Dr. Patel, because he's just so familiar with Prabhupada. He was always joking with him, teasing him with Mayavad philosophy, like, very familiar. So I'm just curious about it because it stands out to me.
Well, we have to understand that Yari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upradesh. Prabhupada was in that mood. Whoever he met, he tried to give them Krishna. So we can see in Prabhupada's example, not only with Dr. Patel, but with everyone else he met, how he was expertly trying to help them become Krishna conscious. So that doesn't mean that Prabhupada was always acting as if he was an acharya. Matter of fact, it is exactly the opposite. Prabhupada acted appropriately for everyone he came in contact with. Therefore, sometimes it's difficult for devotees to understand how Prabhupada made different statements at different times about the same subject matter. But Prabhupada was adjusting his preaching in order to encourage everyone he as best he could to become a devotee of Krishna. Yes.
What about for the people that say that preaching is not the highest? Even within the Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Well, we can't accept them because after all they're preaching. It's contradictory. They're saying preaching is not the highest, but they're preaching. So who can accept such a strange philosophy? Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grand Rise Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Kanande.